The first sign of the Day of Judgment is the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's the first sign of the Day of Judgment. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَسَعَكَ هَاتَيْنِ. Rasulullah says, I was sent as close to the Day of Judgment like these two fingers are close to each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that compared to the life of humanity on the face of the earth, he is so close to the Day of Judgment, it's like these two fingers together. Rasulullah was saying that he's in the end of time. It's like he was in the afternoon of the day of humans on this. If we would examine that the life of human beings on the face of the earth is like a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his messagehood was at afternoon. It's almost sunset. It's late afternoon. The sun is about to set. And this hadith is in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَكَ هَاتَيْنِ. So that's the first sign. Second sign is the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith narrated by al-Bukhari, يَقُولُ عَوْفُ بْنُ مَالِكِ رضي الله عنه قَالَ أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكِ وَهُوَ فِي قُبَّةٍ مِّنْ أَدَمٍ فَقَالَ أُعْدُدْ سِتًّا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ مَوْتِي. عَوْفُ بْنُ مَالِكِ said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to count six signs before the Day of Judgment. Number one, my death. That's the first of these six signs which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Auf, and we'll talk about the other five. The death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sign of the Day of Judgment, and it was the biggest disaster that afflicted the Muslim Ummah. In fact, there's a hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever you are afflicted with a problem, then remember your problem in losing me, and your problem will be insignificant. If you ever suffer from a problem or a disaster or a catastrophe that happened in your life, then imagine that you're not really losing much, because the greatest loss is the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that will make you see your problem as insignificant and small. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, and this saying of Anas ibn Malik is narrated by Tirmidhi, he says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, Medina was all light. Light was all over Medina. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Medina was dark. And then he said, and as soon as we buried Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the dirt of his grave is still on our hands, we felt that our hearts changed. Ankarna qulubana. He said, we felt the change in our hearts. So the mere presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was meant something to them. And by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just passing away, as soon as he passed away, they felt that something was missing from Medina. حتى أنكرنا قلوبنا. We didn't recognize our hearts anymore. Our hearts were different. Because the طمأنينه and the tranquility in the hearts was felt when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was around. Even if they're not seeing Rasulullah, even if he's just in his house, they still felt something by him just being present with them. And as soon as he left them, they felt that something was missing. This is the second sign of the Day of Judgment. The third sign is the opening of Jerusalem. Fathu Bayt al-Maqdis. And this sign happened in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaidah, Amr ibn al-Jarrah, was the leader of the army, and he was surrounding Jerusalem. And Jerusalem had to surrender. They had no chance of fighting the Muslim army. Therefore, they sent a message telling Abu Ubaidah that we are willing to surrender and hand you over the keys to Jerusalem, but we want to give it to the Khalifa of the Muslims. This town is so important, we have to hand the keys to him. Umar ibn Khattab asked the Sahaba, he made shura, should I go out or should I stay? Some of the Sahaba said, no, you should stay in Medina, don't go out, it's dangerous for you. And some of the Sahaba said, go, tawakkal Allah, go, and inshallah it will be safe. Umar ibn Khattab went out, and we talked about this story of his before, just briefly. He went with his servant, and they were taking turns on the camel. Umar would ride for a while, and then the servant would ride for a while, and then they would give the camel time off. When Umar ibn Khattab was approaching Jerusalem, it was his turn to pull the camel, and it was the turn of his servant to ride the camel. And they passed next to a pool of mud. And Umar had to go through it, so he picked up his clothes and he crossed the mud, and his feet were soaked with mud and his clothes. And he's walking out of this, climbing out of this pool of mud, dragging the camel. And this is happening in front of the people in Jerusalem, they're seeing this scene in front of their eyes. Abu Ubaidah, Amr ibn al-Jarrah, radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 Mubashirin bil Jannah, he felt that this is not appropriate. Not because the leader should not be humble, no. But he felt that these people, the Romans, and the people living in that area, they have been living in a certain culture where they see that the leaders and the kings are surrounded with guards and they present themselves in a certain way. He felt it might not be appropriate for Umar ibn Khattab to come like this because they might not give him the respect that he deserves. And Umar ibn Khattab deserves respect more than any other person on earth at that time. So he told Umar ibn Khattab, he went to the Amir al-Mu'mineen and gave him a few suggestions. Umar ibn Khattab hit him in his chest and said, I wouldn't expect this to come from you. And then he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمْ كُنَّ أَذِلَّةِ فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَإِنَ ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Umar said, we were people who were humiliated. We were nothing. And Allah honored us with Islam. And if we seek honor any other way, Allah will humiliate us. Meaning that our honor is not based on the entourage and the motorcade and the security guards and the dress, that the clothes that we wear and the guards that surround us and those extravagant scenes. That's not where our honor lies. Our honor is in Islam. It's not in the clothes that we wear. Because he was wearing a dress that had 14 patches in it. He's teaching Abu Ubaidah a lesson and he's saying, forget about what they think. It doesn't matter what they think. Allah will put our honor in their hearts even if we don't present ourselves the way that they expect. And then he made it clear to Abu Ubaidah that if we try to honor ourselves with any superficial fashion, Allah will take away the honor from us. Because our honor is only in Islam. It's not in any other way. We don't have to be superficial and ceremonial. We are a simple people and Allah will give us honor through this religion. And subhanAllah, Umar ibn Khattab was right. When the people of Jerusalem saw him in that fashion, they started crying. And it says that the people were standing on the roofs of the houses looking at this. Because they hear about the name Umar ibn Khattab and they never saw him before, they were expecting to see something and they saw something else. They saw the simplicity of Islam, they couldn't believe their eyes and they were crying. And they handed al-Khalifa Umar ibn Khattab the keys of Jerusalem. Allah alam, it mentions, like in the book of Ibn Kathir, that they had in their books the signs of the one who will get the keys. And one of his signs is that he will have 14 patches in his clothes. That was mentioned in Ibn Kathir, that this is one of the signs. And this sign of Bayt al-Maqdis is one of the six. And that hadith, as we mentioned, is in Bukhari. And then sign number four is ثُمَّ مَوْتَانِ يَأْخُذَانِ فِيكُمْ مُوَتَانِ يَأْخُذُ فِيكُمْ كَقُعَاصِ الْغَنَمِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a death that will eat you away like a certain illness or disease that afflicts goats. And this is talking about At-Ta'un, the plague. And this plague occurred in the 18th year of Hijrah. And it happened in Ash-Sham, after the opening of Jerusalem. It just happened after the opening of Jerusalem in Ash-Sham. And it was a major disaster for the Muslims. It was a great loss for the Ummah. Because more than 25,000 Muslims died in that plague. And among the well-known names is Abu Ubaidah. Abu Ubaidah died in that plague. Mu'adh ibn Jabal died in that plague. Many of the Sahaba, they died in that plague. For them, it's a blessing of Allah. Because Ta'un is a Shahada. Ta'un is one form of Shahada. Martyrdom. But it was a loss for the Ummah to lose 25,000 just like that. And this is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. The fifth sign, the abundance of wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ثُمَّ اسْتِفَاضَةُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى يُعْطَى الرَّجُلُ مِئَةَ دِينَارٍ فَيَظَلُّ سَاخِطًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that wealth will be so abundant, a man would be handed 100 dinar. A dinar is a small weight of gold. 100 dinar and they wouldn't be satisfied. What is this? You're giving me 100 dinar? It's nothing. There will be so much wealth. This happened to a certain extent in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Also to a limited extent in the time of Umar ibn Khattab. In the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, there's a few stories. One of them is that the state of Africa, which was at that time North Africa, it was called Afriqiya. They sent an amount of money to the Khalifa in Medina. Umar ibn Khattab said, why are you sending me this money? Why is the state of Africa sending me this money? This money is supposed to be taken from the rich and given to the poor of the same area. In other words, the money doesn't go to the central government. It doesn't go to the federal government. It goes to the local government to be spent in the same area. They told Umar ibn Khattab that we didn't find any poor person to give this money to. Yeah, this is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, then send it back to the state of Africa and use it to pave roads or to free slaves. And also in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the zakah of Yemen was sent. And the same thing, he said, send it back. So there was an abundance of wealth because of the barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessing in their rizq. But this could also refer to the end of time. And that is when there would be a truly an abundance of wealth all over the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَطُوفُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُ أَحَدًا يَأْخُذُهَا مِنْهِ رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time will come when a man would go out with zakah, with sadaqah, gold. Not paper money, gold. And would not find anyone to accept it. Imagine going around with gold, offering it to the people and nobody wants to take it. And this hadith is in Muslim. Because there will be so much abundance of wealth, people will have dignity, they wouldn't want to ask for any money. Everybody's satisfied, everybody's content. Because, I mean, you could find people now who have money, they would be willing to take a sadaqah of gold. But this hadith tells us two things. First of all, it tells us that the people are content and satisfied, they have enough money. It also tells us that the people are not greedy. Because there could be a person who's rich, but they would still take sadaqah if it's gold. And that time, there is also another hadith in Muslim that says that the earth, تَقِيءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبْ وَفُضَّ مِثْلُ الْأَسْطُوَانَاتِ. Rasulullah said the earth would vomit, literally vomit, columns of gold and silver. Just gold and silver coming out of the earth. And the murderer would come and say, I killed people for this. Meaning in the past, I used to kill people for money. And the one who stole, the thief will say, I used to steal for this. And the one who betrayed his family and cut his kinship would say, I betrayed and I fought my family for this. ثُمَّ لَا يَأْخُذْهَا أَحَدٍ. And then nobody will take it. They will say, we used to kill people for this. In the past, we used to kill people for this. We used to steal this. We used to fight our families for this money and now we're not going to take it. There's so much, people are content in their heart, they're not taking that anymore. They would leave it. Allahu alam, it might be also because they have suffered so much. Because there's another sign of the Day of Judgment that the river of Euphrates would uncover a mountain of gold, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you see it, leave it alone, because out of every 100 that go there, 99 will be killed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira.